Consensus is rare in Washington, but Democrats and Republicans increasingly agree that marijuana should be legalized at the federal level, as it is in Massachusetts and many other states. The trouble is, lawmakers don't see eye to eye on how to do it. WBUR's Callum Borchers visited a cannabis shop in Cambridge to find out what's at stake for businesses caught in the middle of this debate.
This is kind of like where you walk in, and your retail space is kind of here.
Leah Samura is showing off the future home of Yamba Boutique, the recreational marijuana store she plans to open in Harvard Square this fall. She's giving the space a makeover and marveling at an irony. It was once, get this, a police station.
First, I think to be a black woman in Harvard Square with a cannabis shop that used to be a police station, I think it's just an amazing opportunity.
Bringing this store to the verge of opening has not been easy. Marijuana may be legal in Massachusetts, but the federal prohibition makes banks wary of issuing business loans to cannabis companies. Samura and her husband Sia, who's working on a second location, have had to get creative. They've managed to pay some bills by supplying other retailers with a cannabis product they developed.
It is a cannabis-infused personal lubricant, and it was designed to really help women deal with some of the issues that we have down there.
That's not enough to cover all the costs of getting a business off the ground, however, so the Samuras turned to a private investor named Sean Hope. He's a successful attorney and real estate developer, but the new cannabis venture is a stretch, even for him.
Thankfully, we were able to partner together. I've essentially leveraged my family's worth in real estate to be able to participate, but there's tremendous risk.
Many Democratic and Republican members of Congress agree entrepreneurs shouldn't have to put so much on the line. They say it's time to lift the federal cannabis ban, which could ease bank lending and bring the law in line with public opinion. In a recent Pew poll, 91% of American adults said marijuana should at least be legal for medical use, and 60% backed recreational use. Plus, the vast majority of states have legalized medical or recreational marijuana already. Yet Democrats and Republicans are in a stalemate.
All we want is strictly to legalize it.
Tom Mountain is vice chair of the Massachusetts Republican Party, which supports a relatively straightforward legalization proposal by GOP Congressman Don Young of Alaska and Dave Joyce of Ohio.
Now, the Democrats, on the other hand, they want to add a surtax to it, and then they want to divert the money to this program and that program, and it's so typical. It's really so typical.
A Democratic bill called the MORE Act includes clearing some criminal records and funding social justice efforts with a 5-8% sales tax. MORE stands for Marijuana Opportunity, Reinvestment, and Expungement. Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley is a co-sponsor.
I think it confronts the injustices of the past and charts a better path forward and gives people back their lives.
Studies show cannabis law enforcement disproportionately affects people of color, so Pressley argues it's only fair that people of color reap financial rewards from cannabis legalization. Sia Samura says that's unlikely to happen without the special provisions in the MORE Act. He plans to open a dispensary called Yamba Market in Cambridge's Central Square around the same time his wife, Leah, opens her shop in Harvard Square.
Equity, considerations for a fair market, and the long history of cannabis prohibition and all the people that have been harmed there have to be part of the equation, else you will not be able to build a healthy, sustainable market.
Still, Congress could legalize cannabis at the federal level and leave it up to states to launch equity initiatives if they see fit. Some, like Massachusetts, already have such programs. But a bipartisan deal doesn't look imminent. The House passed a version of the MORE Act last year, only to see it stall in the Senate. And the same could happen again. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.